Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk to get Dimitri 6 days a week. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. I have the information here about this Judas who was part of Donald Trump's cabinet during his first administration, who worked behind the scenes working with the Fulton County RICO case, that idiot Fannie Willis, to destroy Donald Trump. This man was part of his cabinet. Now this word is coming out and word is leaking out, and now people are realizing, oh my God, it wasn't just Mike Pence who was a FBI mole, but this guy was doing everything he could to destroy the presidency. I'm going to give you his name and all the details in a matter of a few minutes. But first, I want you to hear something here. Billionaire Mark Andreessen. Billionaire. He had a horrifying meeting, his word, I believe, horrifying meeting, with the deep state, the Biden administration. This billionaire, this is a super, super, super smart guy who has made God knows how much money, multi-billions of dollars in Silicon Valley. And he wanted to create artificial, get involved in the artificial intelligence world because that's where everything seems to be happening. So he had a meeting with the deep state, the Biden administration, the deep state. And he called that meeting horrifying. When I tell you that the deep state is beyond evil, when I tell you that it is the whole design of this thing is to destroy everything that we have. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, wow, that's an extreme thing. That actually, it's not. Again, don't take my word for it. This is a billionaire, Mark Andreessen, in his own words, telling you about this horrifying meeting with the deep state regarding artificial intelligence.
Meetings in D.C. in May where we talked to them about this, and the meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do. And then I said, I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much, because like the math for, you know, AI is like out there and it's being taught everywhere. And, you know, they literally said, well, you know, during the Cold War, we classified entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community, and like entire branches of physics basically went dark and didn't proceed. And that if we decide we need to, we're going to do the same thing to the math underneath AI.
Wow.
And I said, I've just learned two very important things. Because I wasn't aware of the former, and I wasn't aware that you were, you know, even conceiving of doing it to the latter.
His own words. Horrifying. This is the deep state. This, what they just had told him, that's the deep state. Oh, no, we're going to control everything. We're going to be dealing with two or three different companies. We're going to control them, just like they controlled social media companies with Facebook and also with Twitter, but when it was owned by Jack Dorsey. This is who they are. And with artificial intelligence controlling, just being controlled by two or three big companies that are being controlled by the government, this is 1984 stuff. This is truly Orwellian. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of this billionaire. Well, they just told him flat out, don't even bother. We're going to control everything. When I tell you what's really going on, believe me. Next. As horrible as Mike Pence was, being a mole for the FBI. And I absolutely believe that. I will bet you your last dollar that is the case, because everyone else connected to Donald Trump was targeted in every way imaginable by the deep state, except for the person who was one heartbeat away from him. Except for the person who helped set up General Mike Flynn with the FBI. Except for the person who authorized or essentially accepted the crooked election results. Mike Pence. Never accused of anything. One heartbeat away from Trump. Everybody else, their lives were destroyed. Pence? Nothing. And as bad as Mike Pence is, there's somebody else who was part of the cabinet, Donald Trump's cabinet in his first administration, who has been working behind the scenes to destroy Donald Trump and make sure that he would not be president again. And this is somebody who was in his cabinet. Here's the story. A whistleblower's firsthand witness testimony exposes Bill Barr, the former attorney general, Bill Barr, as the architect of the Fulton County RICO with Fannie Willis. There are photos, recordings, and documents. Also, Armstrong Williams uses Ben Carson as an involuntary mole. Bill Barr, as Attorney General, quashed the investigation of the trucker, Jesse Morgan, who claimed he had hauled a semi-full of completed ballots filled out for Joe Biden from New York to Pennsylvania during the last week of October 2020, which was later confirmed by the U.S. Postal Service. Jeffrey Epstein's supposed suicide was on Bill Barr's watch. Hunter Biden's laptop was ignored and covered up under Bill Barr's watch. Comey, McCabe, and Weissman were not held accountable under Bill Barr's watch. 2,000 violent Black Lives Matter rioters were released with no charges under Bill Barr's watch. 2,000 affidavits reporting election fraud in 2020 were ignored under Bill Barr's watch. The IRS investigation into Hunter Biden was stonewalled under Bill Barr's watch. U.S. Attorney Durham did absolutely nothing because he was under Bill Barr's watch. Cash Patel was spied on by the DOJ in a Republican administration under Bill Barr's watch. And now we learn that he's the architect of the Fulton County RICO case against Trump. Bill Barr. When I tell you how evil the deep state is, when I tell you that they will stop at nothing to control, to keep their power, to keep control over the narrative, to keep control over government, keep control over everything. When I tell you this, believe me, Bill Barr, the attorney general under Donald Trump, the big investigation in Pennsylvania, it was a U.S. attorney in Pennsylvania, who said that the election in Pennsylvania was rigged. Bill Barr told him to step down. Don't pursue this. Bill Barr, Trump's attorney general. What a Judas. What a Judas. Chances are this is the first you've heard of this. Again, because the local media here in the Upper Ohio Valley is simply propaganda press. They hate Trump. They hate you. Nexstar, which owns Channel 7, just brought in a new news director replacing Brenda Dainhart. Some DEI hire from NPR. Hey, Nexstar, tell us how much you hate us without telling us how much you hate us. And one of the stories that Channel 7 just did is about how, well, there was no real election fraud, and the idea that illegals were voting in elections is pretty much poo-pooed. From NPR, that's the news director at Channel 7. Jesus. And if you think that's bad, which it is, and I never thought I would see this, with the dying local newspapers, billionaire Bob Nutting's newspapers, today, an editorial, no less, is simply a repeat of a story, or an editorial, from The Guardian. For those who don't know, The Guardian is a socialist newspaper in England, and they are very proud to be socialists. They hate Trump, they hate America, and this editorial in today's Wheeling News Register, an unintelligencer, is all about Trump and Putin. And but the thing that was just so jaw-dropping amazing to me is that it's from The Guardian. I knew that billionaire Bob hated Trump. I knew that this guy was no conservative. He's got to pretend to be one because we're in the heart of MAGA Nation. But today, he can't even pretend. The editorial today is from The Guardian, a proud socialist newspaper in the UK. That's how much these dying newspapers, specifically the publisher, billionaire Bob, and billionaire, he inherited the money, of course. That's how much they hate Trump, and that's how much they hate you. Here in the heart of MAGA Nation, they've actually published an editorial from The Guardian. This far-out leftist socialist newspaper in the UK, it's incomprehensible to me. What the hell are you thinking? And I don't know why anybody in his right mind who cares about people here in the Upper Ohio Valley would still advertise in the newspapers. I swear to you, I don't understand that. The Guardian, are you out of your mind? Hey, billionaire Bob, why don't you tell us how much you hate us without telling us how much you hate us? Look, I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. I really am all you've got. I've given you so much information this morning that has not been covered at all by the local news, the local propaganda press, the newspapers, the TV stations. It's just fluff, nonsense, and anything anti-Trump that they can get their hands on, they'll put it on their website or they'll announce it on the air. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You can also hear my podcast on the rivernews.org site, rivernews.org, O-R-G. Don't ask me why, but it's .org. And my God in heaven. So I've given you so much information here in 2 hours that the media has not given you over the past week throughout the Upper Ohio Valley. And there's more in store tomorrow. A lot more. Don't forget Stephen Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation. nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.